I like that city cut. That's why my head looking like it's looking right now. So I got to find time to just get downtown to get my hair cut. You know, I tried a couple of barbers up here, and I just wasn't satisfied. But, you know, shopping is different for me, too. There's a style that I like that you really can't find in Roswell. I still go to South DeKalb, Greenbrier, you know. I still West End, you know. I still go downtown to shop because this stuff up here is a little too metro for me. You know. Well, back then, when I was in high school, it was called, CNN Center now? It was called the Omni then. And that was a lot to do. It was an ice skating rink in the Omni, a big game room. All the young people went there. We hung out down there. So it was a lot. You know, it was like the social capital of the teen community back in that day. Yeah. They don't hang out down there now.
They don't, where are they at now?
I don't know. I took a group, and it's funny too. I took a group of young people during spring break. We took one day where we just got on the bus. We got on the train. We took the bus and the train downtown, and we walked out of Five Points, walked through underground, and I just kind of showed them some of the stuff that I did. You know, growing up, how we hung out. We walked down Auburn Avenue, so they could see. Ebenezer Baptist Church, the old and the new, the King Center, Dr. King and Mrs. King's graves. And then we walked back up to Central Park, and we did a lot of walking. And then we walked on over to Centennial Park and over to CNN Center. And the young people just didn't hang out at CNN Center like they did then. They kind of like hang out around Five Points, I guess because of the, you know, the street shopping. And they hang out underground, you know, the shopping and the eating, the stuff that you kind of could do in the Omni or in CNN Center back then is kind of what they're doing now at Underground, with the exception of the ice skating. Yes. But the young people still flock downtown. Okay. There's still a lot to do.
Did they enjoy themselves?
They had a wonderful time. They had a wonderful time because that's not something that's available to us here. And it was more like a cultural a cultural awakening, you know, because they got to see more black people. They got to see more blacks and see their people in different aspects and, you know, in all different facets of life, you know. Some sane, some insane, you know. All shapes and sizes, all forms, you know. So they really like that. They really like that because you just don't see that here. Our black kids are white here.
What do you mean by that?
This is a white city. This is definitely a white city. If you sit around and you talk to a lot of the natives that have grown up here, they don't talk like I talk, you know. I got a little country slang that came from back in the day here, but I got a little ghetto talk in me because that came from growing up, you know, finishing off in Atlanta, you know. I grew up in the city, inner city, so I remember when I transferred to this Atlanta public school system, the kids used to dog me out about the way I talk. Why you talk so proper? So I had to hurry up and learn how to talk hood.